Let's be real. Most of us know exactly what we want, but when we start thinking about how long it's going to take for us to get there, we don't even try. Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. It's about damn time. Jared Damn back in the building once again. And if you're new here, you know what it is. It's about damn time. What we do here is get 1% better every day. And we hold ourselves accountable. We put up the feet to the fire, so to speak. That's exactly what we're doing today. And so it's about damn time that we actually look to be intentional. And I'll explain what I'm talking about with a story. By the way, shout out to Lila Ree, because I just realized subconsciously this whole me starting out the stuff with a story, I think I got that from you listening to Dirty Rose Podcast. It's available on all podcasting platforms. But I hate when people steal my gimmicks without giving me credit. And since it popped in my head, I had to shout you out. So girl. All right. So as always, this conversation starts with a story. I was speaking to a person who I love immensely. And we were having a conversation. She was very upset about the direction of her life, struggling with things, you know, wanted to kind of, you know, expand her career. So I had a conversation like, hey, what are your goals? What do you actually want to do? She's like, you know, she told me what she wanted to do. And, you know, she was venting and crying. So I had to pause for a second because I wanted to go right into Jared Damn form. But I was like, okay, hold on. Are you talking to me because you want to vent, or are you talking to me because you want solutions? Because I can give it both to you. You know what I mean? And that was the thing. I was like, I can give you both if that's what you want, or I can give you one another. She said, I don't, you know, at this point, I don't care. I'll take the solutions. So put on the hat in Jared Damn form. And about 2 minutes in, she got the phone because she got another phone call and she ain't called me back. So she might not be ready, and that's okay. So I just kind of paused. But as I was looking at some of my notes, I looked back at this video from Justin Kelly. Shout out to Justin Kelly. If y'all don't know, he's this content creator that specializes in wellness and nutrition. And he's just dope. They call him the holistic Keith Lee. But, you know, it's not the first time I mentioned him either on this show. But Justin had this video where he talked about writing stuff down. And if you felt stuck and you felt like, you know, you weren't going in the directions you wanted to go in, write stuff down. He had five things, actually four questions in one statement that's going to help you propel you to getting unstuck. And I felt like this kind of covered what this person in my life was discussing, and quite frankly, probably 95% of us. So in that regard, I was like, okay, let's kind of tackle this. Let's see it. But I don't want to come in from a preachy standpoint. So I think the best way for me to do this is take these four statements and these four questions and this one statement, and I'll do it. I'll be the guinea pig. And hopefully through my revelation, it'll start a conversation with yourself that you can do it too. So I want to kind of get into this. So let's break it down step by step. So the first question, what do you want? And that question seems like it's the easiest, but sometimes it can be the hardest. Figuring out what you want out of life is sometimes it just pauses me. I'm like, I get stuck just trying to figure it out. But at the grand old age of 45, I think I've never been more sure about what I want out of life. I think right now, if you ask me, what do I want to work full time as a podcaster and a podcast consultant. That's the gig. That's the job. That's what I want to do ultimately. All right. So we'll write that down. Number two, what are you willing to do for it? I think in this regard, okay, maybe this might be the most challenging question. So what am I willing to do to work for? A lot of us have these ideas on what we want to do. Like, and it's taken me a while to learn that how much I love podcasting and how much I love like being behind the scenes and helping people tell their story. But explaining what do I want to do for it? What am I willing to do for it is a little bit more different. It's difficult. I would say that I'm willing to work long hours. I want to have late nights and early mornings, mostly because I've been doing that. I am willing to not maybe, you know, hang out and talk to as many people as I used to. I am willing to do research. I'm willing to learn. I think one of the things I was researching for an episode was 10,000 hours. They say you need 10,000 hours in order to become an expert at something. Me sitting with imposter syndrome the way I do, 10,000 hours saying, okay, I'm gonna do that to make me an expert. I think that would quantify that in my mind that I'm an expert, even though I might not feel like it. And let's say editing clips. Have I put 10,000 hours in? Absolutely. And, so are you willing to put those 10,000 hours into learning what you're trying to learn, whether it's being a successful podcaster or having a business as a consultant? Yeah. So I think those things I am willing to do. Sounds easy when you write it down on paper. And I will be writing this down on paper later. So I'm saying it out loud so now I can hear it and I can write it out on paper. All right. So if you're doing this, write it down. Number three, what's standing in your way? Let's be real about this. I am standing in my way. Mostly. Like, there's a lot that I can sit there and say that's standing in my way, like, as far as, like, you know, audience growth and, you know, I need more downloads and I need to figure out a way to be more marketable, to market the podcast more or my services and what I do. And yeah, all of that's true. But I think if I'm being real and honest about myself, I am standing in my way. And let's go a little further with that. How am I standing in my way? I am, when that doubt comes in, I think that's a big part of it is doubting yourself. And when you doubt yourself, you're not sure of yourself, some of the stuff that you need to do, you don't want to do it. So you procrastinate and then you don't do it. And so now it's like, it's been like weeks and then it turns to months and then you look back at it, you know, it turns to years. I told the story a bunch of times. I wanted to do this podcast well before I started in 2020. And, you know, those Facebook memories, you know, caught up to me because I had been saying it for like the last 2 years, hey, podcast coming soon, sorry for the wait. And I'm just looking like, have I really been saying that for 2 years? And I hadn't put it out yet. So I think I'm standing in my way as far as the confidence level, you know, it's as far as like, don't overthink it, just do it. And I think the other thing that I am doing to stand in my way, that I am making sure everyone else is good and their needs and their wants are good and sacrificing my own. Like, even, let's take this weekend, for example, this past holiday weekend. My intention was just to get caught up with, excuse me, with editing audio podcasts, and since I'm launching the YouTube channel, just kind of getting acclimated to doing episodes on there, trying to really adjust my workflow and figure out how I could knock out both without feeling like I'm overwhelmed, and actually try to get ahead. And I spent a good part of the weekend doing that, but yeah, I went out to hang out with a friend because they wanted to go to Whole Foods, and then we had lunch, and then it was, you know, caught up, and then after that I went to a cookout, and then after that I went here, or I was, you know, talking to individuals, and now I got a movie to go to, you know, that I promised, and then it's not that I can't find balance, but I can't let my relationships with others or their expectations that they have for me stop me from achieving my goals. Because when I do all this, I'm gonna be tired from people. And am I gonna really wanna get on the mic and start recording the podcast? No. Which is why before this movie that I'm supposed to be going to, or before dinner that I'm supposed to be going to, I am recording this podcast. Because I can't sleep on myself anymore. My work has to come before everyone else's. And a lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times I put my needs in front of, behind everybody else's, just to make sure that they're in a good spot and they feel good mentally and physically and emotionally. And then I am in turn left with nothing left to give for myself. And I think it's easy for us to do that because there's an expectation that has been set, you know, and you want to help the people the loved ones in your life, but sometimes you gotta help you first. And if I'm being honest with myself, that's difficult for me. So those two things, you know, fighting that imposter syndrome and putting myself before everyone else's needs, those are the things that are standing in my way from success. So, and that answer was a that answer was a lot. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. As you can see, I did not prep this in my head like I normally do. I knew these questions was here, but I didn't. When I took my shower, I didn't go over in my head. So this is okay. Number four, how do you stay accountable? I'll speak first about me before I go to just talking in general about how it may help other people. But if I'm going to be accountable, I can't just beat myself up like I normally do. I have to say, whatever things that I set as far as goals, I got to sit there and work towards them. And sometimes I'm a little ambitious. So like in my mind, I'm trying to do like on my daily to-do list. I'm trying to do like 3 to 5 things a day. Like honestly, I need to go back to doing what I was doing before. And that was before it was like taking my yearly goals and then breaking them down into monthly goals. And then every day I'm working towards my monthly goals. So I give myself 3 to 5 things that I'm working on that's going to help me accomplish the goals for the month, which in turn is going to help me accomplish the goals for the year. It makes sense on paper, and if you're really organized, it can give you a great breakdown. But if you are a person that needs organizational structure but has never really had it, and so you fight discipline all the time, i.e. me, like, it's a novel concept, but it's more so like, fuck, I can't keep doing this shit, but I need this shit, but I can't keep doing this shit. So it's the lesson of discipline on which I need to learn. And so having those the things on my item list and just knocking them out and not thinking about them, knocking them out. So if I say I'm going to reach out to to three people to be a guest on the podcast, let me not go and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm staying up late. So that means I'm gonna wake up late. And then, you know, they might be at lunch during that time frame, and I'll wait till later, and then time get away from you. Now it's got a little bit later. Send the messages. If you don't send it through email, just send the email. They'll read the email when they get the email. If you don't do it through DM, send the DM. If you're gonna do it through text, they have this wonderful thing that you can actually schedule text. Or just do it right then. Cause a lot of times we'll be like, oh, I'm gonna send that text, or I'm gonna do that message. When we could, the amount of time that we spend thinking about about us doing a thing, we could just do the thing. And that's me all day, all fucking day. So knocking out the things on the to-do list. Okay. All right. This right here, it might be something like, all right, I got me having a 3 to 5 things that I want to do. And all right, I can knock this out by 12. I can knock this out by 2. So keeping yourself accountable. And then you look at this, and when you wrote it down, you look at this list. When you don't achieve everything on this list, that's you holding yourself accountable, because now you're like, I didn't finish everything on my list. I rarely finish everything on my list, but I think I need to have smart goals, and that might just be a topic for later, because I struggle, but I feel like there are more ways that I can hold myself accountable than just the list. And since I'm just reacting to this without any prep time, this is Batman with no prep time, so it's a random encounter. If you're a nerd, if you know. I don't know. I think I have to mull that over. And I think when you look at this stuff that's gonna hold you accountable, it could be a person as well. And so, like, shout out to Adele, my podcast mentor. I could have a conversation with her and check in with her and have her be my accountability partner if I'm working on my stuff for my podcast. Health wise, you could be one of your friends or somebody who's also trying to lose weight if you're trying to do something like that. So it varies. And I need an accountability partner for that too. But we focus on the podcast goal right now. You know, you apply your goal. I'll apply this to other parts of my life later. But we're going to focus on this because there's a lot for me that I want. And I think when you want something, and let's say you want multiple things, you gotta apply this to each and every thing. And I know that could be overwhelming. So just start with one, which is when I'm starting with podcasting. And then I'll work my way up. So that's the accountability piece. All right. And number 5, he said it was more like a statement. You can't talk yourself out of what you behave yourself into. That's deep, because it means you got to change your habits. You want something different out of life. You want something that's not currently going on in your life right now. So in order for you to do it, you have to become a different person, which means you have to do things differently to be different. So if I am saying that I want to be a full-time podcast host and podcast consultant, and I have identified what I'm willing to do for, and that's that 10,000 hours to be an expert at certain crafts, certain trades of the overall career. And I have identified what's standing in my way with the imposter syndrome and putting people forward, right? So I've done that. So I need to be different. And different does mean me not waking up in the morning and scrolling for 2 hours like I did today. I literally woke up at 8 to see if I was going to go back to sleep, because obviously I stayed up late. And I end up like, well, let me wake myself up. And I scrolled for 2 hours. And this podcast episode could have been recorded. I could have been editing it right now and not feel like I was running late to go see Jurassic Park World 13. I don't know what the movie is, sorry. But you know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. You can't behave the same way and then be like, well, I still want this. Do you still want it? Because you're not acting like it. You're not acting like you still want it. You got to change the behavior. I want to lose 30 pounds. I can't remember that July 7th is National Chocolate Day and that Krispy Kreme is doing a Hershey chocolate donut today, limited time only. Why am I like this? But it's true. It's true. So changing the behaviors is the hardest thing because it took you a while to get into them. I didn't just start scrolling in the morning to wake up or scrolling at night in order for me to go to sleep instead of turning on frequencies and doing deep breathing. I didn't just start that. I've been doing that. I didn't just start like, oh, I'm gonna work on this, and then all of a sudden, I have two phone conversations instead of me saying, "Hey, all I got is an hour for you," and staying true to that boundary that you set, and then getting off the phone with that person and finishing up your work. But instead, I talked for 2 hours to one person and talked to an hour and a half for another person. Now I'm just like, I'm drained from the day, so I'm gonna lay here in bed for 2 hours. And now you ain't did shit, Jared. You gotta change the behaviors. It's no one else's fault but yours. So those are the five things. That's what it is. Oh my God, I feel exposed. Oh my God, I feel vulnerable. Oh my God, I put myself under the bright lights of Judgmentville, USA. But you know, that's what you got to do. So it's about damn time that you start clarifying really what you want and working towards it. So writing this down, looking at it every morning when you wake up, maybe that's part of your morning routine. Maybe you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, to tell yourself that you the shit. Maybe you do some breathing, just say some mantras, manifest some things. You know, maybe you just sit on the toilet and scroll. But whatever the routine is, maybe having this list so you can look at it to kind of fire you up. And it's about damn time you do it. So obviously the damn challenge is pretty easy one on this one. I did it. Now it's your turn. So take out a pad or use your Apple Notes or your to-do list or whatever you use, whatever you do. Maybe you have a whiteboard. But take it out, prep it, and let's write. If you really are feeling stuck, if you really are just kind of feel like you're coasting you out there, if it's really like, I want to do this stuff, but it's going to take so long for me to do it, and so I don't want to do it at all, which is the conversation that a lot of us have. That we just don't want to do it because we think about the work that's going to take to do it. And there's no instant gratification there. We can't just snap our fingers and become a podcaster. We can't snap our fingers and lose 30 pounds. We can't snap our fingers and all of a sudden we're making $150,000 a year. There's some work and preparation that has to go to it. So if you really are tired and you really are ready, this week's STEM challenge, take these four questions in one statement, apply it to your life on what you want to do, and let's make it happen. Hit me up at the DMs. Talk to me. Let me know what you're feeling about it. You know, look at the show notes. You can hit me up. I'm all over social media, all available on all podcasting platforms. Still doing my thing, but hit me up. But it's important now that we focus on what we're trying to do. The world crazy out there. It's crazy outside. All the more reason not to be trusting in any other entity out there and trusting in yourself and trusting in what the universe is providing for you. So that's all I got. Had to get on soapbox for a tiny second. I'm off. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.